Hello, this is David B. Wright with Banquet Success, and I am on the phone right now with Patty Becker. And Patty is the Executive Director of the Pregnancy Resource Center in the South Hills of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I have to tell you, Patty, you sent me an email recently that absolutely made my day and was something that I wanted to not only talk with you about, but also share with everybody who's listening to this recording today. And I want to share just a few sentences of that email before I bring you on and let you share some of the blessings that God has given to your ministry and through your hard work. But Patty's email said, David and Sean wanted to say how fantastic the Banquet Success Formula was in helping us have the most successful banquet in our 20 years of existence. We had a very good speaker, but ultimately what brought in the huge number of people and the increase in pledges was definitely Banquet Success. And she went on to tell some specifics, which I'll let her share with you. And then she said, thank you for reaching out to centers like ours to help us survive these tough economic times. She was very honest and said it was very stressful to try and put it into place with only a few short months prior to the banquet, but boy, was it worth it. And Patty, the thing that impressed me most was how you ended that email when you said, quote, we ultimately give the Lord all the credit. He is the one who touched the hearts of those attending, and they caught his vision. We are very thankful to you both for letting the Lord use you in such a powerful way. So God has blessed your banquet, and Patty, I just want to welcome you. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great, David. Just great. I'm so excited to just talk to you because what God's done through Banquet Success, I'm just so happy to give him the glory and be able to get back to you about what an incredible program you have.
Well, thank you so much. Well, let's take you, as everybody, back in time just a tiny bit and start off by maybe giving us a snapshot. Tell us a bit about the Pregnancy Resource Center and tell us about your history of holding fundraising banquets before you ever even heard about Banquet Success.
Well, I've been the director for close to 9.5 years, and the center was getting ready to celebrate the 20th year anniversary. So this banquet was going to be very important, and I had been in charge of doing probably 9 banquets in a row. And I thought, trial and error, you learn from your mistakes and you try to increase, and it had gotten better, and I thought we were doing a decent job. But what was interesting was when I got your email talking about Banquet Success, about downloading the 40 pages, for free and just learning about it and seeing if we wanted to invest in that. Interestingly enough, at the time that I got that, because of the economy, we were down $50,000 in our ministry, just from major donors who got hit with the stock market. So I was already going into a banquet, going to be 50 grand in the hole. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, God, how am I going to overcome that? How is that going to happen? It was upsetting to think I've got to not only overcome that, but I've got to gain enough income to last us, going into the next year. So the timing of when we got Banquet Success information, I really believe was from God. Mm. And when I opened it up and I took a look at it, I just felt the Lord say, trust me, shut your eyes, just trust me, and go with this. And that was really the kickoff for it, David, for me.
Wow. So when you've got the free materials, you started going through that. When you first heard that there was a comprehensive training program available, but that would require an investment, be honest here, what were some of your initial thoughts? Did you have any concerns about that?
Well, quite honestly, in the flesh, in the human part, you think, oh, okay, now here's the catch. I mean, that's originally what I think most people would think. But quite honestly, I thought, but wait a minute, what kind of catch gives you 100% back? Like you're going to get your money back if you don't, increase your dollars that night. So I thought, I have nothing to lose.
Right.
And so it didn't faze me a whole lot. And really reading the 40 pages, the overview, I thought, wow, we'd already applied a lot of that in the past, but there were some brand new things that I'd never tried before. So I was intrigued to say I had to take a shot at trying something new if what your promises are true. And increasing the numbers and the dollars actually happened, what did I have to lose? So that really didn't deter me from thinking about doing it.
Okay, so you dived in. You started going through the actual training program, and we went through the 7 different modules. And from your experience, what do you feel for the Pregnancy Resource Center was the number one most important thing that you were able to get out of the Banquet Success training program?
Oh, my gosh, David. I grabbed my staff. I had 3 incredible people, and I the outline that you gave to the modules was outstanding because I could not have handled all the changes that had to take place without a timeline, without step-by-step instruction, without the webinars, talking about, getting online, being able to do the questions. The most important thing to me was that you did the work for me. Mm. In other words, I had an outline. I had a date as to when I had to accomplish each step. And so I didn't have to put any thought into it. I had to put the people into action to make each section happen. But I love the fact that I didn't have to try to create it myself. It was already done, and I was trusting in your word, saying that it was proven that you would gain the success. So to me, having the outline and the program and every week out, you know, determined for me was the key.
Okay, so we made big promises that you could increase the income of your banquet. We did the work for you. You were walking into that banquet, $50,000 into the hole due to the economy. So tell us what happened. What were the specific results that came about by applying what you learned through the Banquet Success Training Program?
Well, first of all, everything you said to do worked beautifully. We got our table sponsors, our underwriters. We got such an increase of people, I was blown away. I mean, last year we were proud to say we did 381 attendees. Through your instructions, we were able to up it to 566 people, close to 600 people that were coming. We were actually nervous about more people wanting to come in the facility not being able to to contain them. But what was important is you always said that the speaker was not going to be the one that brought in the money. It was going to be the instruction of making sure people were informed about what we do, what the problem was, and how God was solving it. So we stayed true to the outline as far as the communication to the people, and we had incredible client testimony. But I think people were just blown away at the format, always and keeping the Lord in the center of every bit of information that we gave them, that we captured their hearts. The Lord definitely did that, and as a result, people gave outstanding amounts of money. Last year we raised We actually grossed $83,000. This year we have grossed $187,000, David.
So over $100,000 increase in gross.
Yes. Not only did God remove the $50,000 debt, he pushed us, you know, probably a couple months ahead of what I needed to raise going into 2010. Totally blew me away. Just, he is incredible. The timing of God using you and Sean is just his purpose to help these centers to understand that, you know, we aren't subject to the economy. We're subject to a great king who can bring us victory through anything.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, and of course, I have a special place in my heart for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, having been born and raised in Pittsburgh. So I'm thrilled to hear about the blessings there. But do you think, Patty, can that same thing happen for other centers, for other pro-life groups, if they apply what you applied?
First of all, I believe it will because I believe God's in it, David.
Yes.
I believe God is in it. I also want you to know that when we started it, I had to do things totally different. I mean, I only had 12 weeks. I think we were only 3 months by the time I got a hold of everything for our banquet to start. It was a real stressful race for me to make sure, okay, every week here's what I need to do. So it was stressful, you know, towards the fact I only had 12 weeks, but it was so worth it. If you're faithful to the outline, it will prove itself, you know, productive in the end. And I would recommend this to anybody and say, listen, I know it's scary. I had to change things all over. We used to charge people to come. When I had to go back and say, we're going to raise the money, make it free, I got quite a few looks from the board. And but they knew me after 9 years to trust what I was about to do. And so I appreciate that with them. But you have to trust God and run with this program and just put him in, stay in strong prayer, stay with the program and the outline and trust God. That pledge in the end worked beautifully, David. People wanted to give because God captured their heart through the outline and the way that you were able to communicate his gift of life to the people within that program. So, yes, please don't be afraid of it. Just step out in faith, and God will take it and run with it. Let him run with it. But the other thing I'm real excited about, David, is this isn't a one-time deal. I mean, I know next year the center already has their format ready to go. And that to me is exciting. I just see this affecting our center for years to come. And I'm so grateful to you and Sean for what you've done in your obedience to God to put that out there to the centers that I know we've all seen the struggles. And I just thank you and just God bless your work and what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Patty, and God bless you and the wonderful work you're doing. And I guess now as you look backwards at a greater than $100,000 increase, a six-figure increase in your banquet this year versus last year, if you were to look back on all that and then think about the few hundred dollars that were invested in the Banquet Success Training Program, how do you feel about that investment today?
Oh, my heavens, I laugh at it. I just think it's funny. You have to. What are you going to lose? What are you going to lose? First of all, I think if God impresses on your heart and gives you this tool, it would be it would be just awful not to trust God and take him at his word and go with something he's put right in front of your face. And I would say that to anybody that's gotten the email and looked at it and said, I don't know what to do. Listen, God has put that in front of your face for a reason. You have to trust him. These are men of God. And that was also what really impressed me, David. I knew you and Sean. I'd read about you and looked at your history and who you were before I jumped into this. and I knew you loved the Lord, and that to me just sealed the deal.
Well, Patty, thank you, and I just see radiating through you your love of the Lord and your willingness to serve Him through the least of His, the innocent children in the womb and mothers in a time of crisis. And I just want to say, keep up the great work. Thank you for all your tireless dedication to life, and thank you for sharing your experiences that hopefully can help others. And my prayer is that through this, every center, every pro-life organization in the country can experience the same kind of increases that you have seen, because think how many more lives will be saved, how many more women will be reached, and ultimately how many more souls will be impacted. So thank you for sharing, and God bless you. I appreciate your time.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, David. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless you.